Americans are getting married later, according to the Census Bureau.
Women are 27, men are 29.
7 years older than 50 years ago.
Of Americans over 15, 48% are wed.
And 60% say they're very happy.
At least that's what they said. It's higher for couples who believe in God. It's higher for husbands and wives.
And it's true that people who are married tend to have longer lives. You are 35% more likely to become severely ill or to have chronic illness if your marriage has lost its thrill.
The marriage rate declined over 50% from 1970 to 2010. D.C., Alaska, New Mexico, New York have the lowest rate of married men.
68% of all unions begin as cohabitation.
Ooh.
Couples who cohabit without commitment have a higher risk of separation.
The average cost of a wedding today is about 20 grand.
North Dakota, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts have the lowest divorce rates in the land. Conservative Protestants, believe it or not, have higher divorce rates.
And Nevada, Oklahoma, and Wyoming are your high divorce rate states.
Your chance of divorce is dramatically decreased if you're educated and you're not. Under 25 and you didn't get pregnant first and you believe in God.
On June 26, 2015, the Supreme Court made a revision that same-sex is legal all 50 states. Most Americans support that decision.
There are 500,000 married same-sex couples today in the USA. About 4% of all Americans identify themselves as gay.
The number of cohabiting couples increased a lot in the past 50 years.
3 in 4 women over 30 have lived with a man sometime, it appears.
And now you have stay-over relationships. Ooh. Or living apart together. Especially popular among millennials. Who knows if it's worse or better?
Millennials are people between 18 and 34, and they say there are more of them than there are of boomers.
75 million today.
They wait longer to get married until they're financially stable.
25% don't think they will ever, even if they are able. The non-married rate for whites and Latinos is twice what it used to be.
But 82% of fundamentalists are married by the age of 33.
And of recent marriages in the U.S., 2/3 of them met online.
We don't know about their divorce rate yet, just give it a little more time.
People get married younger in the South. It is the land of lovers.
And the rate of births went up last year, so the economy really has recovered.
Here's to everyone who is in love. Ooh. Tomorrow's St. Valentine's Day. There'll be flowers and chocolate hand changing hands all across the USA.
May you be happy with who you found, and may you not fall apart.
And remember that romance is worth waiting for,
and marriage is good for your heart.
Oh,
marriage is good for your heart.
Christine DiGiulinardo, Heather Massey, some statistics on romance and marriage. You can look it up. You can look it up.